This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. So as Scott was saying, there are real reasons stocks have been going kerflooey, actionable, tangible, quantifiable things, and there are emotional reasons as well, just generalized unease. Also, reports Marketplace's Kristen Schwab, there are machines.
On days like today, you might imagine the trading floor looks a bit like a scene from the movie Trading Places.
102,408.
A sea of traders with a phone to each ear, shouting buy and sell, watching the numbers tick up and down on a giant board. Stock exchanges were really like this.
Well, it could be very exciting.
John Steele Gordon is a Wall Street historian.
On a busy day, you know, there were instances when, you know, somebody would have a heart attack or a stroke or something, and trading was just went straight on. People would step over the bodies until the medical people could get there and help.
The New York Stock Exchange even had a gallery so tourists could watch, but it's closed now because there's nothing left to see. In the 90s, computers and algorithms replaced all the action.
Basically, what the floor of the New York Stock Exchange is used for today is the backdrop for, you know, television reporters telling the audience what the market did that day.
Before algorithms, traders were the experts. They listened to earnings calls and read SEC filings. Now there's so much more information to process. Store foot traffic, global shipping data, social media posts, an endless loop of news stories.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of limitless, right?
That's Michael Kearns, a professor of computer science at the University of Pennsylvania.
This is what machines are especially good at, right, which is processing very large amounts of data in a very short amount of time.
The algorithms react constantly to all the data they're taking in.
It's not surprising that you see these kind of, things that feel like overreactions to the news of the last 10 minutes.
Kern says if humans were still doing the legwork, we probably wouldn't see this level of minute-to-minute swing. But we'd likely still see these numbers long-term, because behind every algorithm is a human telling it what to look for. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.